get started by asking your local oyster farmers for their knowledge in oyster leases of the Hunter Coast, what they were seeing, what was changing, how it was impacting the work they did. Then a plan was put in place. At the end of last year, the Oyster Restoration Project was started, with Port Stephens being a pilot site. So just how is it going? Kylie Russell is the Senior Fishers Manager with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thanks. It is no easy task bringing 3,300 tonnes of rock and 180 cubic metres of recycled oyster shell to Tea Gardens in Karooa. How big has this effort been to get this project up and running?
Oh, it's been really huge. It was a first for Australia, really, using the Sydney rock oyster species that we did, and certainly a first for New South Wales. So not only was it a real logistical challenge, but even getting sort of various government approvals was a first time for a lot of different agencies. So, yeah, it was a challenge, but it was a great one, that's for sure.
Given it's an Australian first, where did the idea for this come from, Kylie?
Well, over in the US and various other countries across Europe, they have actually done oyster reef restoration for almost 20 years or so now, and it's proved really successful over there.
How does it work? What are we doing with the rock and the recycled oyster shell? Talk us through it.
Yeah, well, there's a few different techniques, but the one we used here, we're really quite blessed in Port Stephens and in particular, and in New South Wales in general, that we do have a relatively healthy oyster population thanks to aquaculture and some sort of areas that are left. So really for us, it was just pretty much build it and they will come. And so when I say build it, that's put down a hard, clean substrate like rock and oyster shell. And then if you do that at the right time, then the natural spat or baby oysters that are floating around looking for somewhere to settle, they'll find that rock and settle on it and start to grow.
Have we all welcomed some new baby oysters to the region?
We certainly have in there. I don't know how many overall, but certainly a lot. The early studies or the early monitoring of it showed that within days we had oyster larvae settling on those rocks.
Wow.
And now we're getting, so the rocks are, say, about a rock melon size each, and we're getting an average, say, of about 100 baby oysters growing on each one of those, and there's 3,300 tonnes worth.
Wow. Was that quicker than you thought, Kylie?
No, well, we did. I mean, the works were timed really to be put in right at that peak time when we were expecting those baby oysters to be floating around.
Mm.
Yeah, so, certainly I'm really happy that we're getting such great recruitment and great growth on those rocks, but hopefully it's showing that the plan worked.
This is still very early days at the moment. What else would you like to see happen from here?
Well, really, we'd like to see, obviously, those oysters continue to grow. But the good thing about where we've done it in Port Stephens, there are a couple of existing old-time oyster reef areas. It's a really unusual in habitat and not found too frequently in estuaries anymore, but there are some examples in Port Stephens, and so we can use those to really compare what the natural situation should be and what our new reefs are going to hopefully grow into.
Mm.
And so far they're tracking all the right direction. So not just for oysters, but also for fish and invertebrates and the amount of water they can filter from the estuary and actually clean that up as part of their feeding.
Yeah, seeing this success, what does that mean for that whole underwater environment that we have going on there off our coast?
It really, one of the reasons for actually undertaking these works is to really try and boost the fisheries productivity. So really these ecosystems, these oyster reefs, really provide the structural habitat to start the bottom of the food chain. So lots of little invertebrates and worms and crabs live in amongst those oysters. They then become the food for larger and larger fish that are of course the ones that we like to eat, both recreationally and species that are caught commercially as well. So the more we produce, the more fish there are for us to eat.
Is it now about just seeing how this continues to grow?
Yeah, it certainly is. So we'll be continue to monitor for the foreseeable future and see how that's going. But we do certainly have plans to try and expand the reefs over the coming years. This whole project was funded under the Marine Estate Management Strategy, which is a New South Wales government scheme that's going on right up and down the coast. And, we certainly hope to continue to get some additional funding and continue the work that has been started on this.
And could what we see happening in Port Stephens then help some of our other oyster areas around New South Wales if this pilot site goes well?
Yeah, that's right. So one of the things that we're looking at is, sort of suitable estuaries to go and start the conversation with both the local community and then, sort of looking at sort of biologically and logistically, is it feasible? But certainly looking at other opportunities up and down the New South Wales coast.
Kylie, really great to get this update with you. Thank you so much for joining us and talking us through it this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.
That is Senior Fisheries Manager with the Department of Primary Industries, Kylie Russell, just letting you know what is going on with those oysters off the coast of Port Stephens. And very excitingly, lots of little baby oysters.